Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. This show is for jazz pianists who are putting in the work, practicing, studying, listening, but still feel unclear about how everything is supposed to fit together. If you've ever felt like you're jumping between ideas without a clear path, let me tell you this, you are not alone. And the good thing is you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode. Have you ever learned a transcription or maybe a voicing or a lick and you felt amazing, right? For a few minutes, maybe a few days, right? It finally felt like you had gotten better. But then you sit down by yourself. No transcription, no recording, no sheet music, right? No memorized lick. And suddenly you can't play the way that you want or you've always imagined. Why? Because there's a huge difference reproducing jazz versus creating jazz. I'm going to say that one more time. There is a huge difference between reproducing jazz and creating jazz. And today, I want to talk about the tension between fun and work in learning jazz piano. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for listening to the Jazz Piano School podcast. I'm so excited to be back. This is going to be a really, really great episode. Again, our new Jazz Piano School Academy will be launching on July 7th. You can get on the waiting list for that. Completely new features, gamification, courses, brand new platform. It's going to be absolutely amazing. July 7th, you're going to want to get on the waiting list because we have some amazing grandfathered pricing if you're interested in joining that. But with that being said, let's dive into this episode because it's going to be really, really fun. There are really two sides to learning jazz, okay? There's fun, which everybody wants, and then there's work. So the fun stuff, it includes learning a cool voicing, right? When we play the voicing, we get that hit of dopamine immediately because it gives us the sense we're playing jazz because we played the voicing. We get the sound that we're looking for instantly. Learning a transcription, if you're decent at playing music or playing piano already, one of the easiest ways, one of the ways that I was taught so much in my journey was to pull up a transcription and play the transcription. And what my teachers would tell me is that you'll learn how to play jazz by playing a transcription. Oh boy, how far could that be from the truth? I wish I had known, okay? But when I did that, I was having so much fun because I was getting the sounds. Okay, and the list goes on, right? Copying Bill Evans, copying Oscar Peterson, learning a lick, learning a tune. If you go on YouTube and you get taught a tune, even if you pay for membership sites these days, right, you'll pay for a subscription to a, you know, prominent online jazz piano education website, and most of what the content is teaching you tunes, like teaching you voicings with music, and showing you what to play with the music and the tunes. This is how you can play it. This is the way it'll sound. I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to walk you through the notes, the chords, and you get these cool textures by playing these notes. That is fun. I get it. Amazing. Like, it's so much fun because you get that hit of dopamine, right? But the other side to learning jazz is the work, okay? Now, the work, really, by human nature, is just stuff that we really tend to shy away from as human beings in general, because our brains are geared towards survival mode. We are essentially trying to walk away from uncomfortable situations, pain, all that jazz to survive in life. And that's just like hardwired into us. We're trying to avoid pain and go towards pleasure. And the pleasurable stuff in learning jazz is the fun stuff. The non-pleasurable stuff is the work. Now, this includes learning chord tones for improvisation, voice leading, learning voicings, memorizing voicings, your time feel, slow, methodical metronome work with your tools, slow ear training, improvisation fundamentals, building tools in all keys, spontaneous application, exercises, technique, theory, right? Now, the problem is that fun stuff feels like progress. Okay, the fun stuff, I'll say that again, the fun stuff feels like progress. This is the problem. The work stuff often doesn't. I'm going to say this is really, really important, okay? The fun stuff always feels like progress in the moment, but the work stuff doesn't feel like progress, at least not immediately, right? Right? And this is where our brain goes, okay, this work stuff isn't getting me further. It's not giving me what I want, right? But the fun stuff is allowing me to create the sound, so I'm going to keep doing more of that. Do you see this? See this? So I'm going to go into a couple points here that I think are really going to be helpful. And this is a clearly a mental episode, right? And if you can really hone in on these things and think about them and allow yourself to dive deep into them from a mental space, because it's not about the time you're practicing. It's not about what you're practicing. You're essentially battling your mind every day in these concepts. And 99% of the time, this is what's holding students back. And I see it so much, right? So here's point number one. The fun stuff gives instant gratification. I want you to just realize that, right? So think about it, okay? I'm just kind of harping on what I was just saying. If you learn a lick, you're going to be feeling great. If you learn an Oscar lick, you're going to be feeling great. You're going to be, that particular line is going to sound great. You're going to feel great. It hits the dopamine. You're great. If you learn a voicing, instantly, right? You get that immediate dopamine hit. You're like, ooh, this is so cool. I love that sound. I love that voicing. Same thing if you're playing a transcription. Now, this is how satisfying feels. It's satisfying in jazz, right? And this is how motivation feels, because you're playing it, you get the sound, and you feel motivated. You feel inspired because you're getting a sound that you've never had before, right? But how it creates an illusion is that you begin to think, I'm becoming a jazz pianist, right? So many students think, I'm becoming a jazz pianist by doing this. Hitting the sound, right? A lick, maybe? But you need to ask yourself these questions, okay? You have to ask yourself, can I use this spontaneously? Can I use it spontaneously? Because the art of jazz is about creating spontaneous music in the moment with no sheet music, right? With not reading notes. We're not playing classical music here. We're playing jazz. That means no music. And it's so funny to me how many students want the music. I get it. But think about if you learned jazz without music, you would never want the music because you would know all the tools, right? And you have to ask yourself, can you move it into another key? Because learning a G minor voicing, that is one minor voicing over 12 minor chords, right? And it's one out of hundreds over that G minor. And then that means it's one over like thousands over the 12 minor chords that you need to play. Like there's way more chords than just a G minor, right? There's an A minor, there's a B flat minor, there's a B minor, there's an E minor, there's F sharp minor. So you're going to see those other chords come up in the tunes, which brings me to my next question. Can you use it on another tune? Right? Can you use the G minor voicing on all tunes, I should say, or even another tune? Well, that depends, right? You need to ask yourself, oh, does this tune have a G minor chord in it? And then another question that's not even kind of in my notes here, but would you want to be restricted to only playing tunes that have the G minor chord in it? Of course not. You want to be able to play all tunes, even if they don't have G minor chords in it. And that's a goal. That's a desire, right? And then can you call on it without thinking? Like, can you play it without thinking? Is it that ingrained where you can use it spontaneously? Okay. Now, if not, if you can't answer those questions affirmatively as a yes, I can, then the fact of the matter is you've borrowed that language. It's borrowed, right? You haven't learned it. And I know that's a hard truth, and that's what this podcast is about. It's a very hard truth. It's about facing hard truths in your jazz piano learning journey so that you can face them, look at how ugly they are, recognize it, and say, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to strive to learn because I have a goal and a desire and a dream, and I need to be honest with myself that this will not get me there, right? Because you really haven't learned that stuff if you can't do that, okay? So again, if I want to be able to play G minor, right? I need to be able to play F sharp minor, F minor, E minor, E flat, C sharp, C minor, B minor 7. I need repertoire and voicings in all the minor chords all the time. And this goes for every single tool, okay? The question you want to be asking is, could I actually create that sound myself and on my own? Remember that. When you're learning something, could I actually create that sound myself and on my own? Because that will distinguish between whether you're learning something fun or you're putting in the work that will allow you to create something on your own, which is jazz. That equates to jazz, right? Over all tunes, whenever you want, in a spontaneous way. That's the true voice of jazz expression. Okay, point number two. This is really, really important, and I find this so much. I find it with my VIP Mastermind students, my Accelerator students, my Academy students, and I shouldn't say my Academy students, but the Academy members, and just literally all jazz piano students, okay? And this is for everything in life. It's really a life philosophy. Number two, the work stuff is going to feel slow. It's going to feel slow. And if it feels slow, you're doing the right thing. Doesn't that stink? The slow stuff in life is usually the stuff that you should be doing, okay? Because the fast stuff is usually just fluff. It's like the pixie dust, right? It's the I'm trying to think of more analogies. It's the pipe dream, okay? You know, it's that pill that's going to solve everything, right? Nothing in life is like that, okay? So the work stuff feels slow. Now I'm talking about learning even triads, like learning your triads, okay? Learning all your dominant seventh chords and root positions. Right? How many of you can just play dominant seventh root position chords quickly without even thinking? I mean, that's a basic skill set. But so many times, students come to me and they're trying to learn jazz, and they have no handle on just the most basic fundamentals, right, of jazz. I was this way too, okay? I was this way. So I'm trying to teach you what not to do from my perspective, what I did, right? And same thing with minor seventh chords. Major seventh chords, right? Bebop approaches, chord tones, just super basic stuff. Shells, you know, rootless voicings, basic comping, fundamental improv, okay? Fundamental solo piano skeleton tools to cocktail style ballad. Bass note, shells, melody. Bass note, shells, melody. Bass note, shells, melody. How many of you can play just a ballad with bass note, shells, and melody, right? Because that leads to the beautiful cocktail style ballad songs that you want to be able to play, but that has to be done first, right? But the thing here is nobody gets excited about these. Nobody says, oh my God, I can't wait to practice chord tones today, right? Nobody says, I can't wait to practice just bass note, shells, and melody today. No, we want to get that transcription of the full arrangement and work on it and read the notes and play it and sound great immediately. That's the immediate gratification because that's the fast stuff. Right? But the work is slow. Now, if you are saying that, fantastic. You are in the right headspace to really make serious progress. And that's the mindset shift this whole podcast is about. If you can get in the mindset to say, I can't wait to practice the work, the stuff that feels slow, the stuff that Brendan keeps talking about, right? Not the stuff on Instagram that you see, the flashy stuff. Do you want to learn this gospel tune real quick in 1 minute or less? Guys, that stuff is just the pixie dust, right? That's not going to get you there. That's all marketing. It's all branding. If you can go into a membership website or some sort of educational program, especially if you invest money, even on YouTube, but if you can develop some sort of routine where you're working on the work stuff and it feels slow, that's the progress. That's where you're going to get better. That's what you need to focus on, right? Because these are the building blocks, okay? Now, the key point here is the things that create great jazz pianists are usually not the things that impress people on day one. I'll say that one more time. The things that create great jazz pianists are usually not the things that impress people on day one. Meaning if you're impressed by something you're working on, that's probably not what you should be working on, right? Now, eventually, yeah, totally. But in the beginning, the reason that's holding, again, 99% of students back is because of this key point, okay? Such a key one. Let's move on. Here's number three. Why do we keep choosing fun over work, okay? This is a mental approach. And we have our brain. I have two voices. I have the voice that I'm speaking with now, and I have the voice in my head. And humans usually have the same exact thing. I have one voice that says, I want to get better. I want to do this. I'm determined. I'm committed. And then we have another voice that says, wait, but if we just play this, it'll give me that quick sound. I think this, oh, this could be it. This one thing could unlock everything, right? Ooh, if I just learn this one thing, oh, just this, you know, there's these two voices are going back and forth between us all the time. So the battle, the journey, right, is about controlling our mind and understanding when we're choosing fun over work, because it's just human nature. It's literally, and I talked about this before, right? It's the instant gratification. We need to put aside instant gratification. We need to have patience. We need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to understand the reward, right? And social media. I mean, especially social media these days. Oh my goodness. It's like, why do you think so many people scroll and scroll and scroll? They call it brain rot these days on social media for hours, because it's literally a drug. And it's the same thing with YouTube. YouTube rewards it. Social media rewards it. Our brain rewards it, like, because we're getting quick fixes, right? With all these different types of things, the quick fix on YouTube with the voicing, the quick fix on YouTube with a lick. And Instagram is way worse. Even me, I find myself doing it for golf, right? Because I'm a huge avid golfer. If you're on the JPS email list, I talk about my golf stories, my journey through golf. And I have a massive journey through injuries right now in my physical therapy and my body. I love working out. I love being physical. My ankles are completely destroyed. My wrists are destroyed. And just as a little bit of insight, I barely could even walk. This is a really hard story because I'm right in the middle of the journey right now. But after COVID, like, I was running a lot with a huge pack just to exercise, and my ankles are destroyed, right? And trying to jump back into stuff, I could barely even walk. I can't jump rope anymore. I can't do anything. So I had to start on the treadmill at 15 seconds a day. Can you believe that? Like, even me saying it right now, it's rough. I had to start at 15 seconds every day. And I did that for like 2 to 3 weeks straight. And then I went to 20 seconds a day for weeks. And then 30 seconds for weeks. Can you imagine the slow progress, the mindset? You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I had to literally adjust. I had to throw my desires completely out the window and say, okay, this is where I'm at right now. I need to be honest with myself, because I wanted something faster than I was ready for. And social media does this, YouTube does it, and they give you the fast, fun things that you're not ready for, right? The hard work is invisible. It's completely invisible. The fun stuff is visible immediately. So when you do hard work, it pays off longer and better, but later. I'll say that one more time. The hard work pays off longer and better. It's more optimized, but later. The fun stuff doesn't pay off for long, is not efficient, but you see it immediately. You see and feel the fun stuff immediately. So again, most students don't quit because the work is hard. They quit because the rewards are delayed. And it's one, I'll say that these are so, most students don't quit because the work is hard. I see so many students sit down to do my exercises a lot, and I'll be the first one. My approach is more about what I'm talking about today. The whole Jazz Piano School philosophy is quite different than a lot of the other online jazz piano sites that you may see out there and have experienced. And that's because, you know, I stand by my approach, and I want to deliver results to students. So students will come in and they start doing the work, and then they don't see immediate results, and then they quit or they leave. You know, they're like, hey, no, this isn't working. It's not working yet, right? It's not working yet. So they quit because the rewards are delayed. Whereas if you're in a different type of online platform, Okay, you get immediate gratification, but then eventually, 2-3 months later, you're like, what can I even play on my own? Without music, without watching a video, without a tutorial, I can't do anything, right? And that's why actually most students come back to jazz piano school after trying a bunch of different stuff. Number four, I want to say this very clearly because I know this whole podcast might be a little bit of a downer, but the goal here isn't to eliminate fun. Okay, I want to make sure that's really clear because a lot of people who listen to me or they might hear my podcast or they might go into the website, you know, the goal isn't to eliminate fun, right? This is really important, okay? I'm not anti-transcription. You shouldn't become anti-transcription. I'm not anti-lick. You shouldn't become anti-lick. I'm not anti-voicing. You shouldn't become anti-voicing because that's all valuable. It's very all valuable. But the key thing here is where you get it in your journey. Is where that information comes to you in your journey. Because the problem is here is when that stuff replaces fundamentals, nothing happens, right? Dessert is great. You just can't build a diet around it. You know what I mean? Have dessert once in a while, but you can't just eat desserts all the time and expect to be healthy, right? It's the same thing. So this stuff is great. This information is great, but it has to come in little bits at certain times in different types of ways. And I know for a student, that's actually really, really hard. But if you focus on the fundamentals and then follow like the path, sequential path, learning path that I'm kind of giving my students in jazz piano school inside the academy, Proficient Jazz Pianist, my accelerator program, right? I give you those things at the right time. So then they unlock so much more than they ever would have if you started with that or kind of found them on your own. Point number five, what actually creates freedom? Okay, what actually creates freedom? Everyone wants to sit down at the piano, hear their ideas, and express them instantly without thinking. They want to feel it and then have it translate into their hands through improvisation, cocktail solo piano ballads, right? All solo piano. And they want to create and make up fun jazz harmonies, voicings on the spot, and just essentially play jazz, right? That's what every student wants. I get it. I was there, okay? I'm going to tell you some really important factors that creates that freedom for you right now. And it's not going to be what you think or what you want, okay? The freedom in jazz comes from learning tools in a structured way. Freedom comes from discipline and structure in anything in life. Freedom comes from discipline and structure in anything in life, no matter what you do, and it's the same in jazz piano. And I learned this the hard way. I'm learning this the hard way in so many things throughout my life. I'm about to be 42. My body is a mess, right? But I need to be disciplined to start at 15 seconds a day, 20 seconds a day, and work on stuff that I need to in my age, right? Stretching, rehab exercises. Okay, these are fundamentals I should have been doing years ago. Same thing with jazz piano. Freedom doesn't come from memorization or copying, right? Memorizing transcriptions, I mean, memorizing voicing so you can use them, yes, but memorizing transcriptions or licks, it doesn't come from copying, okay? It doesn't come from learning by seeing the music and copying that. In the beginning, I want to be very clear. I don't want someone to say, oh, Brennan, you know, transcriptions are great. Yes, they are great. But it has to be in the right order, the right sequence. And that comes down the line. That's the cherry on top. That's when you're trying to gain more vocabulary and language when you have your fundamentals down. It's the tools plus repetition plus spontaneous application. It's that combination plus discipline, right? Tools, repetition, and then spontaneous application. Because we have to practice the art of spontaneity. That's what really helps the freedom as well. And I don't see a lot of jazz players do that. You have to practice utilizing tools in a spontaneous way. Because learning how to be spontaneous in jazz, make no mistake, that is a skill set. That is a skill set. So the goal here isn't to know jazz. The goal is to be able to use jazz. It's be able to use jazz tools. It's not to know the jazz tools. It's not to know the music, the licks. It's to be able to use them as your own tools. Okay? All right, I'm going to wrap up here. I'm going to go back through this. Number one, fun stuff gives instant gratification. Remember that. Next time you're scrolling on YouTube, you're scrolling on Instagram, you're inside a membership maybe, and you're learning something and it's giving you instant gratification, ask yourself, can I use this spontaneously? Can I move it to another key? Can I use it over another tune? Can I use it on my own without music, right? Can I use it over a tune without reading it or without music? And can I use it fluidly without hesitation, right? If you can answer yes to those questions, then you've learned it. And if you can't, then it's just instant gratification and it really hasn't helped you that much, right? So your time, your money might be going out the window. Number two, the work stuff feels slow. It feels slow. It's going to feel slow. If it feels slow, you're on the right path. If stuff feels slow, you are doing the right thing and you're on the right path. Just keep walking forward. Just keep walking forward because you never know what's around the corner, right? One day you're going to turn the corner and you're going to see an oasis of jazz, the jazz piano dream you've always wanted if you just stay on the path that feels slow. I promise you. Because if you're not, if you're getting the instant gratification, you're never going to get there. Okay, you're never going to find that oasis. Number three, why we keep choosing fun over work. Just remember, your brain is its own entity a lot of times in life. And you really have to control it because it's going to do things that it's hardwired to do. It wants instant gratification. It wants dopamine. It has a human nature wired in, right? It loves YouTube. It loves social media. It loves the quick fix. It's getting rewarded by this stuff, right? But hard work is invisible, okay? And again, most students don't quit because the work is hard. They quit because it's delayed. The rewards are delayed. Number four, the goal is not to eliminate fun. Trust me, we can build in little bits of what I'm calling fun today here and there, but it's based on where you are, right? What you need, what you're lacking. So if you're in a certain area, right, then I might say, okay, George, you know, one of my VIP students, you're doing great with this fundamental. Let's look at this transcription, analyze this particular tool, because now you need this. You've got this. You've done the work. Now you need this. So sprinkling little bits of fun here and there is great, but all the time, no, right? Dessert's great. You just, right? If you're trying to like change your lifestyle, you just can't eat it all the time, right? You got to kind of take out sugar. Number five, what actually creates freedom? This is really, really important to remember, because remember what your goal is. What everyone's goal is to sit down, play the way they've always wanted, express themselves, improvise without music, playing gorgeously, playing the sounds that they hear in their minds, in their ears, right? That comes from learning tools in a slow, repetitive way, plus practicing spontaneity. Okay, it doesn't come from just copying or reading music all the time, reading transcriptions or being taught tunes, you know, by a lot of videos online these days, a lot of membership websites, et cetera, et cetera. The goal isn't to just to know it and copy it. The goal is to be able to use it. It's to learn how to drive. It's to learn how to paint. It's to learn how to play jazz, not just know how to do these things or watch a quick video, right? So, you know, the older I get... which is funny, the more I realize that almost everything I've wanted, not just in jazz piano, in life, has come from mastering simple tools. Simple tools. Simplicity mixed with discipline done consistently is the name of the game in anything you want in life, right? And I'm still, people go, oh, you know, you're still young, right? Yeah, I don't feel young. And you never feel young no matter what age you're at, but I'm getting up there, right? So I got a lot more life to go, knock on wood, but I've still seen a decent amount of life myself, right? And so it's not about the flashy ideas. It's not about shortcuts. It's not about secrets, right? The fast thing. Like I just said, it's about simple things done consistently. And one of these reasons, right, is exactly why I completely tore down jazz piano school and the entire site of all my education because it was too much. It wasn't simple enough and there weren't simple proficient tools, right? And this was in the Proficient Jazz Pianist in the new academy that's launching on July 7th. The new academy is completely transformed and the goal wasn't to give you more information. I've stopped literally like creating more stuff. And that's what I did for over a decade. I've been in jazz piano school business for almost 15 years, I think, right? I have to look at the date today. But I can't just keep creating because literally everything you need is in there. Everything you need is in the academy. So it's not about that. It's about helping you change your mindset. It's about helping you understand that this is the way, right? This is the way. Any Star Wars fans out there? But truly, it's really about empowering you and changing your mindset to realize your educational journey is not probably the thing that you might believe it is, and it's over here that all the rewards, all the hard work that you put in is going to be reaped if you go down this one path, right? The goal is to help you develop tools that become available to you spontaneously when you sit down at the piano and play, because that's your dream. Through the art of mastering tools, you can sit down and play any tune you want. That's where I'm at right now. That's where freedom comes from, okay? So again, I can't say it enough. If you're interested in learning all the things I've talked about today and you align with my philosophies, or you're just saying, huh, maybe I'll give Brendan a chance, right? Maybe I'll try this, then go to jazzpianoschool.com, click on membership, and that will bring you to the waiting list. You can sign up for the waiting list and the full academy, brand new app, streaming lightning fast, a brand new community, rewards, gamification, all the courses, everything that was in Jazz Piano School, brand new advanced tracks, amazing, amazing stuff is being launched on July 7th. So you can get on there, join the membership, and literally live out my entire philosophy with help from a community, help from educators, and all the support and assistance you could possibly need to reach your dream, right? So hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm going to keep going with these episodes. I'm really liking this podcast strategy. Don't forget, you can go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool to find lesson videos and videos of my philosophies, approaches, and learning. If you don't want to be listening all the time, but I know this is great for the car. With that being said, hope you have a wonderful day. And as always, happy practicing.